7:35 now, a partly sunny day ahead of us. We should reach a high of 74. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, and you're listening to Morning Edition on 89.5 KWGS. Residents of Tulsa are breathing a sigh of relief this morning, no more so than in North Tulsa, as leads from the public lead to the arrest of two white men who apparently went on a shooting spree last Friday morning, killing three black residents and wounding two others. But as reporter Brad Gibson tells us this morning, the city is reflecting now on how to get through a crisis that could have been much, much worse.
For Tulsa City District 1 Councilor Jack Henderson, two words come to mind when he remembers finding out early Sunday two suspects were in custody for last Friday's shootings.
Thank God. That's what I said. I got out on my knees. I prayed about it. I prayed last night before I even went to bed. I think that God was in this as far as helping this come to a resolution as fast as it did.
But looking back on the last 48 hours, tensions were high among city leaders and the public. Many thought the shootings would continue, while those in the black community had feelings of mistrust towards Tulsa police. It was then that city leaders realized they needed to urge the public to come forward with clues.
This was too big. This was something that the police department, the community, the mayor, FBI, I mean, the sheriff, everybody was in this. And we were in it because we wanted to see these people brought to justice.
And it was then that the calls began with tips from the public on Saturday. Tulsa Police Chief Chuck Jordan.
Obviously, we were going through the tips very fast, trying to look at the credibility of all of them, trying to see how they matched up with other tips. I would say in excess of 30 or 40, which is a pretty big deal to be that specific to this crime.
After an exhaustive investigation involving some 30 Tulsa police detectives, 19-year-old Jacob England and 32-year-old Alvin Watts were arrested near Turley around 2 a.m. Sunday. Both men were charged with 3 counts of murder and 2 counts of shooting with intent to kill in what law enforcement authorities are calling an unprecedented and heinous crime. City leaders were concerned as early as Friday that the shootings might lead to civil unrest in the black community. Councilman Henderson confirmed as much on Sunday.
People felt that this was not going to be solved fast enough. And I spent a lot of my time trying to calm the waters, trying to ask people, don't even think about trying to take matters into your own hands.
Henderson even confirmed that there were some that wanted to retaliate for the shootings in the black community.
But they didn't. That's the important part. They didn't. They listened to us. They believed in us. They believed in the Tulsa Police Department because nothing like that happened.
Chief Jordan agreed with Henderson, as did Mayor Dewey Bartlett.
We feel like we have a city that has once again shown its resiliency, its capability, its true character. And I'm proud to say that I represent the city of Tulsa, Oklahoma.
So a difficult 3 days has come to an end, but not before three innocent Tulsans lost their lives. It's yet to be determined if these murders were racially motivated. But maybe even more important than that is figuring out how all the people of Tulsa, regardless of color, can come together through tough times like these and work as one. As one councilman told me Sunday, maybe we can make something good come out of this for everyone. I'm Brad Gibson for KWGS News.
We'll continue to follow this story and keep you updated on it, both on air and online at publicradiotulsa.org. It is 7:39 now, traffic and weather in 10 minutes. This is Morning Edition from 89.5 KWGS.